There's a minig for the firstborns to fast Erev Pesach. So generally it's pretty simple. We know the fast is an Erev Pesach, and that it's not simple that the fasting most today, the minig today is you hear a siyum and you're exempt because a siyum is a sudas mitzvah. Well, even though it's a minig kadmonim, it's only a minig to fast on Tainis Bechorim. So therefore, we make a siyum. The shaila is this year. Either this year, when do you need to see him, or when are you going to fast? Why is this year different? Because to this year, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So we know we don't fast on Shabbos. We have precedent. The only time we fast on Shabbos is Yom Kippur. When it comes to Tisha B'Av and Yudzayin Tamas, we push it off to Sunday because we want to push off bad tidings. We don't make it earlier. So therefore, we don't fast on Shabbos. So in the case of Tainis Bechorim, it's difficult to say you're going to push it off because you really can't push it off because you can't fast on Pesach and you can't fast Chol Hamoed. You'd be fasting after Pesach's over, which wouldn't seem right. So therefore, we have to move in the other direction. And in fact, like we see by Tainis Esther, if Tainis Esther Purim's on Sunday or on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, I assume the minig is, well, either you fast on, we'll see, Thursday or Friday, but you don't fast on Shabbos. And you move it up because we're not, it's a happy occasion, it's a Yeshua. So Shabbos is clearly out. We're not going to fast on Shabbos. So when do we fast? So, well, we have, either you could, you can't move it forward. So either you move it back, either to Thursday or Friday, as we'll see, or you don't fast at all. Of course, you could argue maybe you have to fast 3 days or have a siyum. Rav Schechter is makpid to get a siyum on Thursday and Friday. Because based on if a person, when Tainis Esther is moved to Thursday and a person doesn't have to fast for whatever reason through this mitzvah, so then they say you should fast on Friday. So therefore, he's makpid to hear a siyum. I'm not sure if he's personally a Bechor, but if you're a Bechor, that doesn't seem to be the meaning. I think Rav Moshe was makpid to have a siyum all 3 days. But I guess Rav Moshe can make a siyum all 3 days. But either way, so you don't fast on Shabbos. Okay, so therefore it's Bo Bayom. If you can't fast on Shabbos, you don't have to fast at all. So that seems to be the sheet of the Truma Sedition, because he quotes from a Yerushalmi that says, Rebbe fasted on Erev Pesach. That's a given. We know Rebbe fasted, but what's not a given is why did he fast? Did Rebbe fast on Erev Pesach because he was a Bechor, which most would assume, or no? He fasted because he got full very quickly. He was concerned if he ate on Erev Pesach, he wouldn't be able to eat the matzah l'shem mitzvah b'tei avon, and therefore it was just a pragmatic thing he didn't eat. My nafkamina, whether, who cares, he didn't eat. What's the difference why he didn't eat? What's the difference if he didn't eat because he was a Bechor or because of he didn't eat for Matzah B'tei Avon? So the nafkamina would be this year. When Erev Shabbos falls out on Pesach, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So did Rebbe fast that year? If it's out the Matzah B'tei Avon, he had no reason to fast on Thursday or Friday. And if the issue was because he was Bechor, so then whenever day of Bechor has to fast. So let's check what did he do Erev Pesach so we could find out. When Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, so apparently the Truma Sedition says based on they could have figured out it must have been that no. So why didn't they? Why was it a shaila? Just check. The answer is, it must have been the Rebbe only fasted when Erev Pesach wasn't on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach wasn't on Shabbos, so we see, so perhaps maybe you don't fast at all on when Erev Pesach, that's some sheet is. And as others say, generally, so why not Friday? Because we don't fast on Friday. And therefore we move it to Thursday, which is the consensus view. So what's in the Kuda by Friday? The Birke Yosef, the Meiri writes Friday, because the issue is, I think based on a Torah, that why don't we have Tainis Esther on Friday? Is it because we're being marbe be tzrichos and the tachanunim and therefore it's going to interfere with Shabbos? Or is this out and therefore you'll be too busy on Friday and it might interfere? Or no, it's out covered Shabbos, meaning we don't want to go in hungry. That's not the covered Shabbos. So, if you assume it's out covered Shabbos, so we should never fast on Friday, only on Asarah B'Teirs, we have no option, Be'erev Tochu Matzos. However, if the issue is because of Tachanunim, but we don't have any on Erev Pesach, so then, if that's the case, you could fast on Friday. So that's the different sheet. So the minhag is to make the Siyum on Thursday. There are those who machmir to make it Thursday and Friday, and apparently those who machmir to make it even though you wouldn't fast, but they say you should hear a Siyum on Shabbos as well. So you have the three shitas, not fasting at all, fasting on Friday or Thursday. And for those who are makbet, I don't know if anyone fasts, but at least they're makbet to say that you should have a siyum Thursday. Everyone agrees to have a siyum Thursday. Some say Thursday and Friday, and some perhaps even say Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos.